I guess it would be called just a large dairy for accumulation of milk from smaller dairy farms.
Well, have you ever heard the Dura Dairy used for anything else, though, besides that kind of place?
I don't believe so.
And where would you keep potatoes and turnips and stuff like that in the wintertime?
There is a term for this, and it's been so long since I've heard it until I guess I've forgotten it, but I can sort of visualize a structure that's maybe a hole dug in the ground and then a cover of some type placed over this and shut out from all light so that no light can get in there to expose it. Particular vegetables, but I can't think of
would
what.
Would it rise up above the ground?
Yeah, in most cases it would.
But would it be temporary? Would you use it the same one every winter? Or?
Yeah, I think this would be a sort of a permanent type structure that you'd use for this from one year to another.
But you don't know what you'd call it?
If I heard the term, I could probably tell you if this is right. But
well, would that be healing the men or anything? I mean, I don't know.
A mound, but there is a certain name for it.
For that type?
For that type of structure.
You can't think what it is?
No.
And what do you call the place that's around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around or might feed them there or something?
Here again, this would be known as a lot area.
So that would be, would it be surrounding the barn?
Yeah, it would be an extension of the barn, really, in an open area, but still a small confinement area.
All right, now you said that you keep cows and some animals like that, cattle, out in the pasture, but would that be a fenced-in area, necessarily?
Yeah, it would have some boundaries, but they would be quite large in most cases. When I think of a lot, I think of an area that's far less than 1 acre in size. And if I think of a pasture area, then this is maybe 5 acres up to, could be 1,000 acres.
Well, would that necessarily have a fence around it?
Eventually it would. And it could have many fences. It could be fenced and cross-fenced so that you could confine certain groups of animals in one area and certain groups in another area.
Well, can a pasture have like some trees or something growing in it in a place?
Oh yeah. In fact, it's very common to have in this section of the country to have pine trees and other types that you might find growing would be oak trees. Maybe in some low-lying areas you'd find some cypress trees. And these would be left in there primarily for shade.
Well, could it be heavily wooded?
Yeah.
Or is it more open space?
Mostly, well, of course you have two types of pasture land. You have a what we call a woodland pasture, and then you have an open pasture area. The open pasture area could still have trees in it, but just only a few sparse trees in the whole works, whereas a woodland pasture would be a heavily shaded area, so that it would almost be like a swamp area in number of trees that you would have.
Well, now, I know you spend a lot of time on the farm, and did you ever raise cotton?
Yeah, it's been many years ago.
Well, tell me about the work you did when you did that.